Serving up a healthy dose of news, traffic, and engaging opinion. This is Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
3 years after COVID-19 derailed their initial trip to the South American country, but it's not really a vacation from the rigors of the daily life. Our guests today are visiting Ecuador to teach at an English as a second language school using music and, in particular, ukuleles. Jean-Vive Rochette is an early childhood educator with the Grand Erie District School Board. Catherine Gorecki is retired French immersion teacher at the board. And Josh Beatham is originally from St. George in Brant County, and he and his wife have founded the St. George School in Ecuador. So let's welcome you all three to the show. How are you doing today?
Very good. How about you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today. Jean-Vive, maybe we'll start with you. You finally made it to Ecuador. How does it feel?
It's quite an overwhelming feeling. There was actually tears shed at the airport when we landed. after 3 years, because it was a whole year and a half in planning originally before COVID, and it got shut down like the day we were leaving back in 2020. So being here is a dream come true, to be able to put our plan in action and be able to help Josh, because that was the original idea. Ukuleles are very hard to find here or to acquire. So when we first met, he told me that that would be a great opportunity for the kids to be able to learn the English language, forgive me, that he was teaching, but with music, it would be even beneficial.
Catherine, we'll go next to you. Your initial flight was planned for March 13th, 2020. And we all know that month, the world basically changed because of the pandemic. Was it worth the wait?
Oh, absolutely. This is an incredible experience. And I really owe it all to Genevieve for having the idea to come and for asking me to come along with her. But yeah, absolutely. Getting the suitcases out and looking at our things we had already packed last time was kind of, it was exciting, but also kind of we had sadness around it. But then, being here is amazing.
I can believe it. Let's go to Jean-Vive, and then we'll get Josh into the conversation here. Jean-Vive, how are you teaching students in Ecuador using ukuleles and music?
Catherine and I are both ukulele instructor in Canada. We both teach, Catherine did teach ukulele in school. And when I met her, I joined her to do the ukulele clubs. So we're teaching the same way we teach our kids at home. We brought some educational material that was provided by James Hill, who is a very famous ukulele player in Canada. And we trained with him. So we actually partnered with him, and he gave us some free materials to bring along and some digital material so we can pass it along to Josh so that when we're done here, he can continue the journey. So we're not doing anything different really, because it's an English immersion school. So we're just teaching, instead of in French, we're teaching in English. Just exactly the same way we teach in Canada with the ukuleles here. We brought 20 ukuleles with us this time around.
Wow, that must have been some tricky packing.
A little bit. The music store in Brantford helped us quite a bit with that.
Brantford Music Center packed them up for us, and they've been sitting for
three years
in the boxes. We were a little worried about what condition they would be in when we pulled them out, but they were perfect. So it was just really, we were very worried about the boxes getting onto the right planes, because we had a stop off in Bogota, and then we arrived in Quito. And so that was when Genevieve shed her tears of relief when we saw those boxes come off the plane.
I believe it. Our guests on Good Morning Hamilton are Jean-Vive Rochette, early childhood educator with the Grand Erie District School Board, Catherine Gorecki, a retired French immersion teacher at the board, and Josh Beatham is originally from St. George in Brant County. He and his wife have founded the St. George School in Ecuador. And let's bring in Josh into the equation here. You founded this school in 2012. How have the students responded to this teaching of music and learning the language?
They're having a great time. This is something here in Ecuador that is not readily available. A lot of these students wouldn't have, certainly never sang in public if they don't go to a church. They don't have music class here in elementary school and high school. So a lot of them will have never touched an instrument before. Baños is a touristic town about 20,000 people, but even in a town of this size, there isn't a music school. There isn't a place to buy musical instruments. So the kids here, it's about an hour away if they were to go to a music school, and a lot of families can't afford the time or the bus fare to travel that far. So this is a really unique experience for our kids, and I can see in their eyes and also in how they're adapting to it that this is something that they're really going to take to heart, and it's going to stay with them for a long time.
I will bet. Geneviève, we'll end it with you. Do you plan to make this an annual trip?
Maybe not annually. I think that my husband's going to say no to that. But one reason is that 3 years ago when we planned to come, the trip was actually very affordable. With Air Canada, had direct flight, but with the pandemic, everything went up in price. So our flight to come here this time was almost twice plus half, like 2.5 what it costed back then. So we are thinking, me and Catherine, maybe every other year, and bring maybe more ukuleles along. And just a shout out while I can, if anybody of your listeners travel to Baños, if they could bring a couple ukuleles with them and drop them off, that would be very a good opportunity to add that to their collection.
Absolutely. Geneviève, Catherine, Josh, thanks for your time today. Congratulations on making this happen finally, and have fun down there.
Thank you so much.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.